Professor in News. I'm Keith Peters reporting a teenage student opened fire with a handgun at a Christian school in Wisconsin, killing a teacher and another teenager. Authorities say the shooter also died and wounded six others, two critically, at Abundant Life Christian School. Speaking to reporters about the shooting, elementary director Barbara Weirs says they're relying on their faith.
In spite of tragedy, God is working, and we believe that God is good in everything and that he turns beauty for ashes. And so I had a number of families who mentioned that to me, that this wasn't a surprise to God and that he's going to do something mighty with it. And so we're holding on to those words and we're continuing to believe and trust in him.
Two of the people shot remain in critical condition at a hospital. Arrests have been made in connection to a deadly drone attack that killed three U.S. service members in Jordan.
Two men, including a dual Iranian-American citizen, have been arrested on charges that they exported sensitive technology to Iran. Three U.S. soldiers from Georgia were killed in the January 28th drone attack on a U.S. outpost in northeastern Jordan. More than 40 others were also injured. The one-way attack drone may have been mistaken for a U.S. drone that was expected to return back to the logistics base about the same time and was not shot down. Following the attack, the U.S. launched a huge counterstrike against 85 sites in Iraq and Syria used by Iran's Revolutionary Guard and Iranian-backed militia. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A large number of mysterious drones have been reported flying over New Jersey in recent weeks, and more have been spotted recently over Ohio, Virginia, Massachusetts, and New York, sparking speculation and concern over who sent them and why. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 110 points. The Nasdaq rose 247. This is SRN News. Christians give more.
A new report from the American Bible Society indicates that believers who are serious about their faith are more apt to donate to their church and to charities than less engaged people of faith and the population as a whole. ABS has released a statement saying, quote, "People who consistently read the Bible and live by its teachings are more likely to give. They also give far more." The survey also finds that poorer people actually give a higher percentage of their income. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With anti-Semitism surging around the country, the White House announced what it calls the first ever national strategy to counter Islamophobia. The proposal from the lame duck administration details more than 100 possible steps to curb hate, violence, bias, and discrimination against Muslims and Arab Americans. Officials worked on the anti-Islamophobia plan for months and are finally releasing it 5 weeks before President Biden leaves office. This is SRN News. 2024 was a big year for Bitcoin, and states could see a crypto policy blitz in 2025 in spite of the possible risks. We hear more from correspondent Julie Walker reporting.
The new year will usher in the Bitcoin-friendly administration of President-elect Donald Trump and an expanding lobbying effort in state houses that together could push states to become more open to crypto and for public pension funds and treasuries to buy into it. Only a couple of public pension funds have invested in cryptocurrency. Lawmakers in more states can expect to see bills in 2025 to make them crypto friendly, as analysts say the commodity is becoming a powerful lobby. But critics say crypto's risks are significant. I'm Julie Walker.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.